Hello. Careful with those chairs. They are flimsy. Okay, are we doing it? What? I know, everything in this house is falling apart. You can also use that if you want to bring that piano stool over. That's more sturdy. Okay. It's up to you. Okay. Oh boy. Guys, hello. We're at my house this time. Welcome to my kingdom. We're not at my producer's place doing the pod because he has 100 roommates and surely some of them are infected with COVID. However, at Casa de Ali, two of my roommates have fled. I don't know where they went. One apparently has gone to Canada. I don't know if that's true. I feel like he's probably a felon. I don't know if they'd let him into Canada, but he's gone. My other roommate is kind of a drifter. He's going in and out. I don't know where he's at. He was here today. I don't know if he's coming back. And then my other roommate has been here the whole time alone. I've been doing house calls, checking in on her, making sure she's all right. Also getting space from my mom. I'm staying in my mom's place, which is a nightmare. She is she's going to be listening to this podcast, so I can't dig in too deep. But if I do, it's all a joke, Mom. I love you so much. Thanks for letting me stay at your place. But it is weird being in my mom's house. People think that coronavirus is a conspiracy created by the Chinese or whatever their theories are. I think that COVID-19 was started by my mom, so I would move. It's the only way I would move back in with her. She's loving it. She's the only person I know who's thrilled about coronavirus. We've been hanging out a lot. I'm starting to hate the way that she breathes. I find it very annoying. I'm sorry. I mean, I love that woman. She birthed me, but it's hard being an adult and then going back home. It is weird. It's a weird feeling because my mom is like, I mean, we're going to have a conversation about this after the episode comes out, because she's going to be like, well, actually, she's going to fact check this whole podcast. Maybe next week I'll do the pod with my mom. That way she can defend herself on the next one. I want to make it very clear. I love my mom. I love that I get to stay at her place and be with her. But it's a lot because she's very particular. She's like, I don't know if she's for sure OCD, but she has a lot of OCD characteristics. And I know people toss around that term lightly. There's people who actually have OCD, and this is potentially offensive to them. But I think my mom does have OCD. Everything in her house is a particular way. I'll be like, I had to tell my mom, I'm like, hey, Mom, I don't know if you know this, but I've been living on my own for the past four or five years as an adult, doing adult things around my house. So I'll be trying to cook for myself. And she's like picking up, I told her I wanted to make banana bread. I wanted to make banana bread. Me, Ali Makovsky, solo in the kitchen, baking the bread. And I get out into the kitchen and she has everything laid out for me. And not even just like the milk's out, the butter's out, this is out. She literally had it all measured, ready for, all I had to do was just mix it all in, put it in the pan, and that was it. And I'm like, I'm not really making it at that point. At that point, it's Jenny making it for me. All I had to do was toss it all in the kitchen whipper upper. And that, where's the fun in that? But I'll be honest, I am being a little bit of a sassy biatch, as I'm known to be, because then I made it on my own and I had already complained to my mom about this. And so the next time that I made the banana bread, she left nothing out for me. And I was like, you bitch, why wouldn't you leave everything out for me? It's like, you know, I give my mom a hard time. And it's not fair because it's like she leaves all the ingredients out for me and it's too much, or she doesn't leave it out for me. And I'm like, why aren't you there for me, mom? I could really use your support right now. We give our mom such a hard time. Like, I feel like everyone always calls their mom crazy. Everyone's like, oh, my mom's crazy. Everyone has a crazy mom. No one ever describes their dad as crazy. They're just like, my dad loves gambling and starting second families. That is a bit that I do. It's a newer bit of mine. And I hate to put bits on the podcast, but I'm going a little bit cuckoo not being able to do shows. So, you know what? I'll work a bit into the pod if I need to. Leave me alone. I've also been going live on Instagram a lot. Let me tell you, my lives aren't riveting. Some, you know, I go live. Sometimes we strike gold. Sometimes we don't. When I was baking my banana bread on my Instagram Live, I had my friend Maddie Matheson come on. He's fun. People like him. We had a blast, a hoot and a holler. And that was a good, fun, wholesome time. And then sometimes I go live and I'm doing cartwheels in the backyard of my mom's house. And, you know, maybe a nip slip will happen. And that can be exciting. But I got a sturdy bra. It's not really a bra. It's more of a little like a quilt, like a little crocheted knit thing, but it sure stays on there. So, and stop live shaming people, okay? I'm sick of seeing this quarantine shaming. People are like, oh, everyone's going live, it's so annoying. Hey, guess what? Don't watch it. Turn off your notifications. No one's forcing you to watch their live. Ooh, it grinds my gears. And then someone was like, I was watching someone's live because I support the arts, and someone was like, oh, I can't believe people are saying that they're bored during the quarantine. Why are you bored? I'm like, because there's nothing to do, okay? My manager's like, oh, this is the time to write that pilot that you've always wanted to write. Is it the time, or is it the time to go grocery shopping and yell at my mom some more? Now's not the time, okay? I'll figure out when the time is, but it's not now. I've been going on romantic walks with my mom. That's pretty hot and steamy. Me and Jenny just frolicking through the fields in San Pedro. My mom's new happy hour is going to Ralph's. That's where she gets off, I guess. I get it, though. It can be boring, you know? I've been taking drives. I took a drive down the freeway. It was nice. Listened to some jams on the radio. So I went live. I don't care. I'm going live. And then people comment on the lives being like, this is boring. Yeah, obviously, but what are you doing? You're watching my live. You're boring. So get a grip, people. I've been trying to add myself to people's lives. Oh, this one was exciting. There's this guy on Instagram called New York Nico. He's the man. He has the best content. He lives in New York. He's a New York dude. And he just posts like the coolest, most obscure New Yorkers. And he went live and I was like freaking out. And he joined me in and I was like, I was shaking. I was actually like, my hand was shaking on the live stream. I was so nervous. It's weird. I was like starstruck by New York Nico. He's a cool dude though. I'm a fan. Anyway, I was trying to add myself to DaBaby's live Instagram. I love DaBaby. He's got such a great smile. It feels uncomfortable saying his name. It doesn't feel natural, but I was in the comments just like, I want to be DaMommy. Can I borrow your grill? And I got nothing. I got nothing. There was this dude he had join on. It's this YouTube guy named Scotty Sire. And the crazy thing about that, so this dude, Scotty Sire, he was like a Vine dude, I think. And he used to be a bartender at this bar in Orange County where there was an open mic. So he was behind the bar. I was doing the open mic. And he got on DaBaby's live stream, and I was just in the comments. It was a real full circle moment of tragedy. I used to do this open mic in Orange County, and the guy who ran it was like, I don't know, it's just funny. Some people who run open mics are like on a power trip, like they think that they're like the king of comedy because they host an open mic. I respect it, whatever. That's his hustle. The coffee shop by my house is still open. They're doing quick in and out coffee things. I don't know, it's hard. Everyone's like, support your local shops and food places that are open. I'm trying, but I'm staying at my mom's place in San Pedro. There's not a goddamn thing to get over there except for drugs, for sure. And people, I know that people will be like, it's San Pedro. No, it's not. If you're from San Pedro, which is where I believe I was born, you don't say San Pedro. You say San Pedro. Okay, that's what we say. That's what it is. I'm mucusy, baby, and it's not corona. Don't spread rumors, okay? I always have mucus. You know that from listening to my other podcasts. I make a lot of mouth noises. Anyway, so my car's at the shop right now. I'm gonna Clorox the shit out of that steering wheel once I pick it up. I don't know. I just felt like I should spend money. I don't know. I bought a karaoke microphone. I bought this nightlight that was crazy. I saw it on, I went on a rabbit hole of Kylie Jenner's friends, and I found this girl who has taken a picture of Kylie Jenner before, so now I'm following her on Instagram for some reason. And she posted on her story this, like, crazy galactic nightlight. And I'm like, there's no way that that looks as cool in real life as it does on her Instagram story. And then I bought it, and let me tell you, worth the purchase. I actually didn't buy it. I told my sister that it was a belated Christmas gift that she owed me, so she got it for me, but it is so cool. What else? I feel like I was gonna say something else about my mom. I shouldn't lean into her too hard. I was debating on whether or not I should stay at her place or go back to my place. But now that I'm at my place, I'm like, I should definitely go back to my mom's because her place is clean AF. But I just feel, I don't know. I don't know if anyone else is staying with family right now. But I feel like I can't be, like, it's just hard. Like, I was trying to make a silly video, and I just, like, couldn't do it. Like, I was watching the video back on my phone, and I just look miserable in it. Like, and I feel like when I'm at my place, I feel a little bit more like myself. I just mixed up funny and silly. I was about to say Philly. I feel more funny and, like, silly at my place. And when I'm at my mom's, I'm just, like, I feel like a zombie. I'm sorry, Mom. It's not your fault, okay, Mom? It's not your fault. It's not you, it's me. Am I breaking up with my mom right now? No, she's got a nice place. This is like when you're in, like, a toxic relationship, like, you have, you know, a toxic boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever, but they have, like, you know, a Nintendo Switch at their house. You're like, I can't break up with them now. I'm playing Animal Crossing. I have a Nintendo Switch right now. This guy's letting me borrow it. I shouldn't say this guy. I don't know what to call him. He's a friend, I guess. He's a quarantine crush. Who knows what's going to happen when this thing blows over. But for now, he's letting me borrow his Nintendo Switch. And I'm making a lot of progress on Animal Crossing. It is a great game. I'm building a lot, catching a lot of critters, fossils, bugs. I need to set up a Twitch. I need to figure out how to do that. That's the next thing for me. But someone was like, oh, you should do a Twitch. And I'm like, I don't know. Do people actually watch that? I feel like people, like, if I was in, like, a bra and, like, you know, bikini bottoms, then I'm like, okay, people will watch a Twitch. But if I'm just like, all right, so now I'm going to build my garden from the tools that I have crafted at Tom Nook's workshop. Like, do people actually watch that? I don't know. I should find out, though. There's so many possibilities. Dude, my mom's gonna be pissed when she hears this. And I'm living with her, so then we're gonna have to have a talk about it. I've been at her house for... I know people have made this joke, but I honestly don't know if I've been at her house for 2 weeks or 2 months. Like, I truly cannot tell time. I don't know if the days are moving very quickly or slowly. like, it doesn't really make sense to me, but I've been at her place for a while and we had dinner last night together in just complete silence. And that is hard because my mom's a talker. She can talk to a wall and be entertained. You know, she has the gift of gab, and I'm grateful for that because both my parents are pretty social people. Like, I remember when I was little, we went to Disneyland and my parents were just talking to everyone in line with us. And I don't know. I feel like it's weird when people have parents who just are like, you know, shy. I don't know. My parents just always made friends with everyone. And I think that that's a cool trait to have. But yeah, my mom, we ran out of things to talk about. Just, you know, silence. And then, oh, we've been doing a movie. I think I'm dating my mom. We've been watching movies every night, going on long walks together, eating dinner. She might try and finger me later this week. Things are moving pretty slowly. Who knows? But it's getting pretty serious over there. We've been watching movies every night. We watched this movie called All the Bright Places on Netflix with Elle Fanning and this cute little guy named Justice. I've never seen him before, but he's so charming in the movie. Me and my mom were both creaming over him, and it was such a sad movie. Me and my mom were both weeping, and we were both trying to, like, kind of not fully weep in front of each other, because that's such an emotional thing. Like, have you ever cried in front of someone, Anthony? It's hard. It's I don't know why it's so embarrassing to be vulnerable. At least for me. My mom might be better at it, but I was definitely trying not. Because, you know, when you're, like, there's different stages of crying. There's, like, the one tear going down the face, like a Lana Del Rey music video. That's, like, level one. Then there's level two when the tears are streaming and you're crying. Then there's level three where your throat hurts and it's, like, you have to, like, cough. You're, like that type of cry. And then there's, like, there's level four, which is just scream crying where you're, like, And I think I've talked about this before. I've only seen my dad cry twice, I think. The first time I saw my dad cry was at his dad's funeral. And he was like a level three cry where it was like a, like one of those, maybe even level two. Like, I think he was pretty chill about his dad's death, to be honest. Like, RIP to my grandpa Art. But I think he was like pretty chill about that. Not chill, but you know. But the time that I fully saw him, level four, maybe even level five, it was such an extreme cry. I thought he was, like, doing a bit. I was at home. My sisters were living at home. We were all there. My dad was watching The Notebook. He comes out after the movie, and he's like, And me and my sisters were, like, laughing because we're like, ha, 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 funny, Dad. You didn't like the movie. You thought it was corny or whatever. And he was like, it reminds me of my mom and dad. And he was like fully sobbing. And so me and my mom were watching this movie, All the Bright Places. And my mom was like, and I was like, it was starting to come down. And I didn't want to cry louder than my mom. Cause like, I'm the tough broad in my family. I've always been the one who's like, I feel nothing, even though I've been like the most emotional in my family for sure. I went through a little emo dark phase in middle school and high school and maybe even I've been pretty dark my whole life. And I might still be dark now, but I think I've masked it better. And I've always been like the sad girl, but who's like, I'm not sad. I've never felt an emotion in my life. Everything's fine. My parents' divorce did not rock me to my core. And so I've played it off pretty well. So my mom's crying and I'm like, I'm trying to hold it back. And I'm like, I'm like, at this point, I'm like pretending I have corona just to seem like I'm not crying more. You know, I'm just coughing, a deep, dry cough. And my mom's like, Allie, you can let it out. And I'm like, I'm doing a laugh cry because I had to get like I had to get the cry out of my throat somehow because it was gonna be a level 4, and I didn't want it to be like a pathetic cry where I'm like yeah. So I just channeled that into laughter. So I'm like sobbing, just like, and I keep turning to my mom, going, "Look at how sad we are." And she was like a little bit concerned for me after. She's like, "You don't have to laugh." And I'm like, "Bitch, I don't know how to deal with pain." So that's a great movie if you want to have some sort of breakthrough and learn about yourself and how you cry. It's really good. And then, here's the worst movie we've watched. Oh my God. So we're getting to the bottom of the barrel with, you know, movies on here's the thing. Netflix has so many movies, but like there's only like 5 that you actually want to watch, you know? So I was like, this was last night, I think. I was like, why don't we watch like Sandy Wexler? Cause I'm trying to find like a good Adam Sandler movie. I've watched most of them on Netflix. I'm like, oh, why don't we watch Sandy Wexler? I haven't seen it, whatever. I put it on. I'm like, okay, it's pretty dumb, but like, I'm sure there's gonna be like a good storyline or some sort of good point to the story or some silly, dumb moments. Cause I'm fine with a dumb movie if it's like funny, dumb. So I'm watching it and it's just dumb. And then all of a sudden Jennifer Hudson's in it and I'm like, I love her, but none of it makes sense. And I'm like, I laugh 0 times. 0 times. It's awful. My mom walks out of the room. She's over it. I'm like, I'm waiting. I'm hoping that something good happens. And I'm thinking it's almost over. So I press pause to see how much longer I have to endure. And there's 1 hour left. This is like a 3-hour long movie with it's not funny at all. And I'm sorry, I love The Sandman, but it's an awful movie. And now I'm like, oh, Uncut Gems is so much better because you know that Adam Sandler was like, I need to bury Sandy Wexler immediately. Oh, it is rough to watch. My karaoke microphone came in the mail. So you better believe I'm going live on Instagram and doing karaoke. And I'm going to add people, strangers who are watching, to do karaoke with me. So that'll be fun. What else should I talk about? God, I feel like it's been forever. I don't even know what to talk about. Animal Crossing, Nintendo Switch, going on walks with my mom. I had to cancel all my shows, so that's pretty cool. First headlining shows just canned, but that's all right because some of them are already rescheduled, so that'll be fine. I don't know. People are like, oh, will people be afraid to go out in public after this? And I'm like, I don't think so. I don't know. I guess we'll have to see, but I don't think so. I don't know. It's not like my shows are like that wild and big. I don't really have anything to worry about, I don't think. I don't know. I'm just waiting for this bill to come in the mail. What is it, like $1,200? I should make an OnlyFans. No. I did make an OnlyFans because there's this one dude who I've been peeping. You know what's funny? Christina P actually posted this TikTok on her Instagram from a while ago. And the guy in the TikTok was really funny and like kind of hot. So I started following him on TikTok. And then I was like, I'm going to start following him on Twitter. So then I start following him on Twitter. And he has all these funny jokes. All of a sudden, I'm on his Twitter. And he has a full-on dick pic. I was speechless because... Here's the thing. Ladies be posting they ass on the timeline. Always, you know. I'm used to that. I see the ass. I see the cheeks. I give it a like. I scroll. It's fun. It's nice. It's a nice surprise because you see the little square and you're like, oh, I wonder why it's a picture of a girl's back. And then you click on it and you're like, them's the whole cheeks. And I see this dude who I think is just like a silly TikTok, Twitter comic type of dude. All of a sudden, his ding-dong is all up in my timeline, and I'm like, not bad, not bad, unexpected, Not used to it. A little surprised, a little traumatized, but I'm into it. And then I find a separate account for naughty stuff. And Twitter has no rules. No one's checking Twitter. It is insane. It's the Wild West over there. He's just swinging his dick. And here's the thing. I want to support my local artist. So I saw that he has an OnlyFans and I subscribed. Am I going to, you know, he's the only person I'm subscribed to on there. I think I'm going to delete. It's like $5 a month. I spend a lot on monthly subscriptions that I need to cut back on. I get MeUndies. I'm not even sponsored by them. Shake my damn head. I get MeUndies every month. Those things have been falling apart. They're hanging on by the thread, but I get a new pair every month. I need to cancel that because those underwear, they're falling apart. I don't know if I'm washing them too heavy, you know, if it's a big load that I'm throwing in there, but they're, you know, when the underwear just, well, you don't know, Anthony, but sometimes on the little elastic part on the edge, it just hangs off. Oh, Anthony, I won't embarrass you too much, but I was going through my, I was going through my computer and I had screenshots of like your earliest messages to me back on your old Instagram account. It is funny to think that you'd be here doing my podcast is, you know, you should be proud of yourself. Anthony slid into the DMs, let me tell you guys. And here we are. I mean, this is back when Instagram had the original. Yeah, because they were interesting messages. So I screenshotted them in case I got murdered by you. And now I'm letting you into my home. So you've come a long way. Here's the thing, you know, it takes 5 years, but eventually maybe one of you out there can produce my podcast. Yeah, it was just interesting. I was going to send it to you, but I thought, I might as well just bring it up publicly on my podcast. No, I deleted them. I was like, you know what? We're different people now. Are we? I don't know. I have different hair. That's about it. I'm going all black. This quarantine, you're going to see all dark roots, everything. The pink is already fading. I'm going nuts. So I don't mind, actually. But I feel bad for everyone at home. I'm praying for all of your cuticles right now. This is a trying time for the nail biters. Especially the nail biting shame. I was FaceTiming this guy the other day. He's like, get your hands out of your mouth. I was like, really? Hang up on FaceTime, okay? I'm washing my hand. Don't tell me to wash. I'm at home with my mom. I'm about to get she's gonna finger me in the night, I swear. Something's gonna happen. And I've been doing those Zooms, the Zoom things. Where you can, like, talk to multiple people in a chat. I've been doing Zooms. I've been doing comedy shows on Zoom. Some of these people, they look like they're in an ISIS hostage video. I guess I kind of do right now. Well, the lighting's too good in here. But sometimes I'm on Zoom. I've been doing rehab shows. I don't know if I'm supposed to be talking about it or not. But when I'm back home, so there, you know, there's, like, rehabs. We're all familiar with rehabs. So there's these people who get sober, go to rehab, or go to rehab, then get sober. I don't know. The journey's different for everyone. But when we, pre-lockdown, pre-corona, my buddy who's sober, he sets up these like rehab shows around town. So we all drive together, we go to this rehab, we entertain the people at the rehab because they're probably pretty bored and miserable, you know, being early in sobriety or whatever. So we do these rehab shows, it's super fun. You do like 20 minutes. And, you know, you brighten someone's day or make someone's day worse, whatever. But now he's doing them on Zoom and the rehab, the Zoom rehab videos all look like ISIS hostage videos. They're all in this like dark looking den. They're all like, you know, newly sober, just trying to figure out what life is, especially during lockdown. You know, shout out to everyone newly sober in lockdown. That is a weird time to be getting sober, but right on. I guess now's the best time, I think, maybe. Or the worst, I don't know. Okay. I'm going to go to questions. How long has it been? 31. It feels like an hour already. Okay. Let's see. I think next week I'll have my mom on to defend herself. Sorry, Mom. I love you. If I say it enough, will she believe me? Ghost stories? I don't have any ghost stories. Thank God. I'd be freaking out. Tiger King? Yeah, I saw it. We love it. It's fun. It's entertaining. Everyone's out of their minds. Yada, yada. Carol Baskin for sure killed her husband. But, like, I mean, come on. He's probably grateful, you know? He didn't want to be with her. She did him a favor. He was over it already to begin with. Yeah, what a nightmare. I do want Joe Exotic's closet. He should just sell all of his clothes from his closet for, like, money to, you know, hire lawyers and stuff. I would buy some of those bedazzled little button-down tops. I feel like I'm going to come out of the quarantine looking like him. I'm going to pierce my own eyebrow. Favorite dog breed? The Mazlez. Some of these people's handles, I'm like, how did you come up with this? The Mazlez said, favorite dog breed. Uh-oh, my app just shut down. I really like, I can't pronounce it, but the Weimaraners, those gray dogs, those big old gray, I like big, juicy dogs. I like the slobbery dogs, but I don't like that they slobber, so that's kind of an issue. But I like big dogs, smart dogs. I just watched Once Upon a Time in Hollywood with my mom, and now I want that dog that Brad Pitt has in the movie, the dog that, like, attacks as if someone's coming to attack me. I don't know. That dog seems legit. It's kind of an ugly face, though. Some dogs are ugly, and that's fine. Doesn't mean I don't like them, but I don't like when people are like, all dogs are beautiful. No, some of them got dog faces. That's why we call people who are ugly dog face. Because some dogs ain't that cute. Horniness during quarantine. Oh, that's the same person who asked the favorite dog breed. I love their range in questions. They're like, favorite dog breed and horniness. Are you fucking your dog? Now I'm concerned. Okay, we gotta watch out for Vimazlis. Horniness during quarantine? Let me tell you, masturbating at your mom's house, not the same as in your own house. It is a different vibe. My mom walks into my room without knocking, so that heightens it, you know? It kind of adds a sense of excitement, I suppose. You're like, is mom coming in? Is she not? You hope not, but if she does, I guess that's another way to get her not to talk to you during dinner, you know? Is she doing it upstairs in her room? I hope so. I hope she's having a good time up there, but yeah, it is weird. It is a horny time, but just remember, try and think about long term, okay? Because I know a lot of thirsty DMs are going out there, and I support that. But try and think, can you back up these DMs when this is over? Because, you know, you don't want to put yourself into a quarantine corner. What else? Is there anything else about horniness? Yeah, I think I was the most horny like a week ago or 2 weeks ago. And now it's just kind of fizzled out. Yeah, that's about it. I'm so bored. When I went to the grocery store, I bought 3 different kinds of milk. Because now quarantine has made me a milk connoisseur. I got goat milk. Goat. Like, what noise do goats make? I don't know. I love goats. That's my favorite dog breed. Skipping the dogs, going straight to goat. Goats are so cute. My friend is quarantined at her parents' place, and they live in on a farm in Connecticut. And that's so sick. That's the best way to do it. She's just waking up, feeding the chickens, hanging out with the goats. That's what I want. I'm going to bring a goat to San Pedro. I don't care. I'm going to become the Joe Exotic of San Pedro, but no tigers, just goats. Chickens. But yeah, I got goat milk. I mean, is that rude? Is that disrespectful? Is PETA gonna come after me? I don't know. The milk was pretty good. I'll be honest with you. It was expensive. I'm in debt now. I also got raw milk. I don't know what that means, but it says it's good for your immune system if you drink 3 cups a day of it. And then I also got oat milk, but not the brand that I like. I like Oatly oat milk. Is this the widest thing I've ever talked about on the pod? Probably not. That was such a funny thing in Borat. Do you remember that when he would like do the joke? He's like, this suit is black knot. Like he was trying to figure out how to tell a knot joke. This suit is not black. This suit is black. Not. Man, that is such a good movie. I have to pee so bad. My pee's been coming out dark as hell. Don't forget to hydrate during the quarantine. Because normally when you're out and about, you know, maybe you go out to a restaurant or you're, you know, at a shop, you get a water or you have a water. But because I'm at home, I keep forgetting that I need to drink water because I'm like, I'm just on the couch. I don't need to hydrate. And then I go pee and I'm like, this is not the right color. This is off. This looks like something I would dye my hair, you know? That's the type of colors that are coming out. And it shouldn't be like that. It is not good. So now I have my water on me. Okay. How does Larry feel about the Rona? Well, I went to go visit him and he said he's been prepared for this his whole life. He's just chilling in his lazy boy recliner. He said he wishes he could take his lazy boy recliner out so he could just take a walk around the block in his recliner. I mean, that man is just the most lax person ever. What else? Talk about things you're grateful for. Well, I'm grateful for Anthony being able to help me with the podcast during the lockdown. I'm grateful for my phone letting me just, you know, absolutely destroy my brain cells with terrible content that I can't stop watching. I'm grateful for water that I can drink and that can make my pee a little bit clearer. I'm grateful for my mom, who I love so much, and letting me stay with her and cooking me food and having a fridge that's full and toilet paper and her shower pressure, though. The water pressure in her shower is, you know, it's just trickling down. I can barely get my whole head of hair wet. It is bad. I might just have to come home to shower and then go back to her place. Does that defeat the purpose of a lockdown? I don't know. What's the correct way to wipe your butt? Standing or sitting? I do a little bit of both. I do kind of a hover. I'm not fully standing because then your cheeks are pushed together. Then you got to spread them to wipe. But if you're all the way sitting, then you're pretty much just fisting your ass because it's a little bit too open. So you got to do kind of a crouch, a little half up, half down. What else? Someone said, do you put in the cereal first and then the milk, or first milk and then cereal? I've tried both ways. And let me tell you, it's always better when you put the cereal in first. But I'm not going to have a hissy fit if, you know, I accidentally somehow put milk in first and then remember the cereal. But yeah, I mean, when you have the cereal in first, then you can get the proper ratio for the milk. Well, it doesn't matter either way. Whatever. Do whatever makes you happy. But I prefer cereal first, then milk. I have to pee so bad. I gotta go pee. Okay, I guess that's it for the questions. Okay, how much time are we at now, Anthony? 41. Imagine there's no heaven. Everyone was talking so much shit about the celebrities doing Imagine. And here's the thing. I get it. It's stupid. But it's also like, what do you want them to do? Everyone gives celebs such a hard time. I'm team celeb, okay? And everyone's like, oh, why don't they? Oh, yeah, singing a song is really making a difference in the world. Fuck you guys for doing that. Why don't you guys, like, donate money? How do you know if they haven't or have donated money? And if they did donate money to some organization that could help, if they posted that they helped, I feel like people would be like, oh, wow, look at them just like, I mean, no one can do anything right. I feel like we're so hard on everyone all the time. Let them sing fucking Imagine, okay? John Lennon was a piece of shit. Sure. Sing a different song. Sing Baby Shark or something. I don't know. Everyone's a bad person, okay? You can find a bad thing in anyone. Is that gonna help? No, okay? Did I used to bully kids in elementary school who beat me at tetherball? Absolutely. I destroyed their lives. But also, Isaac Felix made fun of my big forehead in the fourth grade or the fifth grade. He said that you could land an airplane on my forehead. And did that destroy me until this day and I haven't forgot about it? Yeah, of course. You can look for the bad, but hey, guess what? Isaac Felix, I also had a crush on him because I thought that he was kind of funny and charming. So, you know, there's good and bad in everyone. Just let the fucking celebrity sing Imagine and give us something to joke about. And everyone's making parody videos. Oh, so now it's benefiting your comedy career? You're going to talk shit on something that now you're making whatever. I don't know. I guess whatever. Whatever. Okay, I think that's it. I feel like I'm going to be driving on my way back to my mom's house being like, I should have said that. How did I forget that? But I think I got everything. Let me see if there's anything in my calendar that strikes me as funny. Oh, I tried to file my taxes. That was a fail. That was a nightmare. I signed up to be on The Circle, so hopefully, I mean, I'm already preparing for it. If you've seen The Circle on Netflix, we're pretty much all doing it right now. I want to do The Circle. So hopefully I get picked for that. That would be so sick. I want to be on The Circle. What else? I mean, that's about it. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's over. LOL. Enjoy your quarantine. Stay safe. Don't have any parties. Stay at home as much as you can. And God bless America. What a weird way to end. I feel like I need to do something else, like a magic trick or something. Here's a magic trick. Now you see me, now you don't. And then just cut out my body for that part, but leave the audio. So when I snap my fingers, I'm just gone, but you can still hear my voice. No, you can keep this in, but now it's over.